T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
The drama behind David Price.
I hold all the cards now.
If you ask me, it's over. It's amazing how much funnier he's going to get.
There's 52 cards in a deck of cards and 2 jokers in that deck. Never mind.
Everyone laugh at the funny joke.
No, he's funny now, ain't he?
I'm going to let you guys figure it out. It's not that tough.
This is a fun game. I can't wait to play along with David.
Who are we going to pick on?
I don't know, man.
Pedroia
was standing right here.
Who gives a rat's ass?
They announced a cast of 8 other people who will be working with Joe throughout the course of the season.
Hey, got it!
The Red Sox win!
Names like Sean McDonough, Mario Empemba.
Mario Empebra.
Lou Merlone, yours truly, and this guy.
They call it a walk, Lou, because he doesn't have to run because he's got a free base.
It's not what we do.
Do you got any nicknames for the Red Sox players or home run calls up your sleeve?
Mookie, you bet. In sale of the century, that's not...
I like that.
J.A. Happ, punk ass bitch!
Oh, no.
Right now.
I went to Vanderbilt.
Even better. How
I'm
about...
smart.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I just checked. They have not added any play-by-play announcers today, but...
I actually thought I was
maybe
getting
some
traction
yesterday.
I think a lot of people liked that.
Oh,
a lot
the fans are going crazy, Lou!
Approached me in the hallway. A lot of people approached me
that was great.
On the street.
Approached you on the street. I'm sure they did.
I was like, what do you guys want?
Hey,
what do
you
want
to have a good time?
That's what happened. I just want to shake your hands. I was in Starbucks the other day.
Yeah.
Somebody came up to me, and they're actually today, actually. Yeah. And they were like, wow, that was beautiful.
Except
you're
a
beholder, right?
Yep. You had a better idea at the beginning of the show, and that is go get drunk and see how it comes out.
Maybe goodbye!
There should be. Like that would be another thing that I think we'll never let us get away with is a drunk calling the game.
Adios! Adios! See you later!
How much fun would
they seem
be?
To be looking for gimmicks now, so why not try it?
I mean, that would be
I like it.
I like that.
I like the idea.
I don't think you need
wine.
I don't even think you need any drinks. I think you sounded great right there. Maybe you sounded like you had a couple.
Well, we're not going to divulge
trying
exactly
to throw
how
that
this.
Cheese to my man JD Martinez.
So next week's going to be a pretty good week in the NFL. Certainly the next 2, right? Next week and the week after, we're going to start to see some clarity with some of this movement. Already seen it today, by the way. Did you see the Denver's ready to let go of Brandon Marshall, the linebacker?
Yeah.
All right. So
pretty Charles Clay was released by the Buffalo Bills.
Exactly.
Yep.
So Marshall's had a lot of injuries over the last couple of years, but
he also released Brandon Marshall.
Pretty good player, though, right? Pretty good player.
Yeah.
Pretty good player.
Yes.
He's a pretty good player.
And looks like, according to, I don't know if you saw this or not, Burt Breer on Twitter.
Yeah.
I guess the Steelers, in the discussion of trading Antonio Brown.
They're ready to deal.
This is going to hurt John Mita Perel because I heard him the other night. But Burt Breer tweeted this out. 4 teams the Steelers won't deal Brown to.
4 teams.
4 teams. In their division, he says the Ravens, Browns, Bengals, and... your New England Patriots.
My, oh, my. The nightmare continues in Chestnut Hill.
See, makes that's sense. No, but that's no balls. You know, what is,
it makes perfect
what
sense.
Mean, no what balls. Is, what is stupidity.
What did Bill do when he decided he was going with Tom Brady? He trades Drew Bledsoe where? In the division.
A different type of player.
No. You sent
Drew was done.
No, you sent Antonio Brown to the Cincinnati Bengals. I'll guarantee you he'll do nothing there. Nothing.
What, with
Cincinnati
the red
Bengals?
Rifle?
Bengals. Yeah, with the red rifle.
New coaching staff?
Red rifle.
No.
Come on.
That's not dumb.
AJ Green?
No, it's not dumb. It's not dumb. You keep him out of the division.
You're not
you keep him away
the
from
Patriots,
the Patriots.
That's for sure.
But why would you give him to anybody else on the conference? Would you give him to Indianapolis right now? Would that be stupid?
No, as a matter of fact,
all the money they have?
I'm with you. I wouldn't. I'd be this. If I'm dealing Antonio Brown, he's not going to the AFC.
No.
You're going to ship him out to the NFC. And the same thing with the discussion we had yesterday. If Odell Beckham is traded, I'd move him to the AFC, which opens the door for you, which they need to do.
Boy, yeah, they're going to get. They're going to. I feel like they're just going to get a big name. They're going to get a big superstar type name.
Well, he would be the big.
It works,
no,
man.
Odell Beckham Jr. I don't know if there's anyone bigger. To be honest,
and you know, the first reaction would be, "Oh my God, he may be a diva. He's done weird things. Didn't he have sex on the sideline with the kicking net?
Yeah,
he's done some bizarre
stuff.
Didn't even
buy him a drink.
But that's okay. But that's okay.
Danger sex,
because Bill Belichick can handle those players.
And they're right.
Oh my God, the Patriots got another one.
And if these two guys are offered, I mean, Glazer says he believes that the Giants will trade him. That one's not as obvious as the Steelers trying to trade Antonio Brown. But, you know, you have the two conferences, right? Because the AFC's probably not going to be able to get Antonio Brown. The NFC's probably not going to be able to get, Odell Beckham. So the AFC's going after Odell, and the NFC's going after Antonio Brown. You know, Golden Tate's the best wide receiver.
Yeah.
It's an awful wide receiver draft.
Yeah.
So that could get very interesting. I like that idea.
I think it's a great question.
Got a couple of years locked in. You can get out after year two if you want. You can keep him year three. And after year three, you can really get out of Odell Beckham without any kind of cap issues whatsoever. You keep him here for the next 2 or 3 years with Tom Brady in his last 2 or 3 years?
I would love it. I will say this, that he is going to bring in some names at that wide receiver core, because you're right. First of all, he's not had great success in the draft, as we know, when it comes to wide receivers. And as you just said, this is not a good year for it. Apparently, tight ends, good year for tight ends. Good year for defensive linemen. D-linemen. Really good year for defensive linemen. So you can load up on those in the draft, right? You can get the replacement for Gronk, maybe. You can get the D lineman.
I love it how everybody.
But when it comes to wide receivers, unless you're willing to go with Golden Tate, who's a free agent, you gotta make a trade.
This just seems like one of those years where the rich get richer, right? And you think like, all right, they got
so the richer do. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're doing it. But it's just typical what the Patriots like. You think that they can't sign some big name guy. You feel like because they look at his contract, they look at, you know, either his contract or his history, his personality, his attitude. Like, it's not going to work. Oh, no, never, never, never. And it always works.
But, yeah, that's right.
Short term,
You trade future assets, first-round pick, right? Whatever. You sign Odell Beckham, and you can look at your offense and say, okay, we're good. Okay, we're done. Right?
Can you even imagine?
Well,
right, we're done
Edelman,
over here.
Edelman, well, the only Odell question, Beckham Jr., yeah, the only, Gronk, because he'll come back for that one.
The only question I would say you would have would be left tackle.
Left tackle.
So
you got your left tackle.
Well, you think you might in Isaiah Wynn if Trent Brown doesn't sign here. But
here's the thing. That position, you bring in an older guy, 7 to 8 year guy, and he just holds the fort down until the younger. That's how it works.
They
with
just
them.
Picked up Trent Brown. Off, you know, just whatever.
And
just,
he was great.
Yeah. So what? You don't think they can find another Trent Brown? Like, honestly, that's where I'm at. I'm at that point now as far as the offensive line goes, especially if Dante Scarnecchia is still in the house. Trent Brown. Like, what? Was he outstanding this year? Sure. Would it shock you if Trent Brown signs a huge deal and sucks next year?
No.
Oh. Look at Nate Solder.
No, and
I
think they would be fearful of signing him. But don't you think they would be fearful of signing him for big bucks?
Who?
The Patriots would.
Trent Brown?
Yes.
I don't know. When it comes to tackles, it's like they don't want to. If it's not a Matt Light or a Nate Solder type of guy that they drafted and developed, I have a hard time believing they're going to reinvest in a guy.
Right.
Like
so remember what the book was on Trent Brown and the reason the 49ers were willing. Right. They were willing to move on from him, and that was that he takes games off, he takes plays off. They're concerned about it. Well, he didn't take anything off this year,
no,
so you can praise the offensive line coach. He's the greatest of all time. We agree with that. The other one was there was some incentive, there was some motivation for Trent Brown because he was
agent.
In a contract year.
Yeah.
Now
what a
you
surprise.
Give now you give him all this money. And if that's still in his DNA, that he has a tendency to take games off, that
well, it's going
to
come out
his
now.
Conditioning gets a little bit out.
He's a big boy, too.
So, right. So wouldn't you be a little bit fearful? And they will know that because they'll know how much they have to push him and drive him every single day. And I think that will have everything to do with whether they're willing to go out there and pay the big bucks.
I mean, and when I start looking at the guys that have possibility for being gone, they could lose all of them.
Yeah, they could use Trent Brown. They could use Flowers.
Flowers is a guy that I think they'll probably Because I think, you know, I always think it's kind of weird. Like, okay, how do other teams view him? Do they like him? Do they think he's legit system guy? Like, only works with those guys. He's not a one-on-one individual, let me get after the quarterback Von Miller type. So how do you judge him? How do you grade him?
Well, you have to figure out how he's going to fit into the way you play, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. Of course, right? And you, I mean, and there's obviously some coaches out there that have a relationship with him and some familiarity with him. So yeah. It would work out great. Obviously, you look at Miami, you look at Detroit are the easy ones.
So here's the bigger question, though. How much is New England willing to invest in Trey Flowers?
I would even say, what is the...
big one.
What is the franchise tag on a guy?
17.
Now, is he listed as... He's listed as a DN.
17 and a half. Yeah, I was just looking at the Trent Brown because I was curious what they gave up. You remember what they gave up for him?
Trent Brown, fourth in... Right?
So they gave up the 95th pick.
Yeah.
So where are we at there? The top of the fourth? I think they called it a third. Compensatory, yeah. That range, whatever. And they got Trent Brown and 143 back.
Yeah, they got a flip, yeah.
So they moved back 50 spots and got a starting left tackle that was outstanding that won a Super Bowl that's going to probably get $11, $12 million a year. So you ask me if I'm worried about filling that spot? No. No, I'm not. You got Isaiah Wynn. You're going to go trade a fifth-round pick for some other Scrubino that's going to be an all-pro.
I know. It's a good point. They keep on doing it, though. I mean, you sit there and say, how many times can they continue to do it? And why don't these other teams do the same thing? But the Trey Flowers one to me is fascinating because I think we all realize how good he is, and yet this team, this defense was great in the Super Bowl. They were very good in the postseason, and yet it's not. There are no big marquee guys that you look at and say they need that guy. We even talked about Devin McCourty retiring. Doesn't look like it's going to happen.
All right, guys, that he's going to go against. But, okay, so DeMarcus Lawrence. Yeah. Stud, right?
Yeah.
He's more in that one-on-one, I'm going to get a bunch of sacks, I'm going to blow you up.
Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney, these are the guys, they play the same position.
Yeah.
He's Jadeveon Clowney's listed as an outside linebacker, but he's really a hand-on-the-ground defensive end. He stands up fine, but so does Trey Flowers, big deal. Here we go.
He's moving. Bigger than Trey, too.
Who?
Clowney is. Clowney's bigger.
Oh, yeah. Fine. Well, my computer locked up, so I can't read the other guys. But there's
nice
two guys right then and there. Jadeveon Clowney, first round, first pick of the draft, going to get huge money. He's always tied to that. And Trey Flowers is six. Here you go. So out of all the all the top free agents, Trey Flowers is number six, and this is to NFL.com. Grady Jarrett is in there from the Falcons. Nick Foles is in there, obviously, from the Eagles. But you have two other guys that play the similar position. So we'll see.
Yeah, he's getting paid.
Those guys,
he's gonna
those
get money.
First two guys that I mentioned, Jadeveon Clowney and the kid out of Dallas, DeMarcus Lawrence, hopefully they sign first.
T. Ford's out there too. There's another guy.
T. Ford's another guy.
Yeah. So, but
he can't line up right.
Right. I think Flowers is going to get a better deal than D. Ford. And if you're
D. Ford is eighth.
But I don't.
Frank Clark.
I don't see the Patriots attaching. The franchise tag on him at $17.5 million. That's a lot to tie up in 1 year. It is all due on the cap next year. Wouldn't you be better served to try to go and see if you can get a deal done with him? In which,
what are you hearing? $14 million? Is that what you're hearing? Which may turn into 15. The bidding world gets up there.
Right.
So 5 years,
30 some odd guaranteed.
$70 million.
Yeah,
30 guaranteed.
30 guaranteed.
Yeah.
But so why would you pay him 17 for 1 year in a franchise that all comes due in that 1 year? When you can pay him $30 million guaranteed, you can spread it out, and that first year cap hit might be $6 million.
Because you're afraid that the market's going to go higher than that. And you won't know that until after you franchise him or decide not to. Right?
Yeah, well, you're talking to him. You're trying to negotiate with him at the time. So you have an idea of where you're going with the deal, right?
Well, my point is that if you franchise him, can't you then sit there and say, okay, now we can negotiate with you. You're on our team.
Yeah, but then you're stuck with that franchise tag if you can't do it. If his agent is sitting there going, Trey, screw them. You're going to play this thing out for 17 and a half because we'll go back in. You're still young enough. You're going to have a great season. We're going to put you back in the market. You're going to make all that money, and you just pocketed $17.5 million. See,
Brown I let walk, but with this guy, I hope they're in it to the end.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't think they're going to franchise him, Lou. I think they're going to have to work it out.
He's the only guy that you would think, unless they franchise Gostkowski. I mean, yes. Jesus. I mean, right. The kicker franchise number is 4-9.
He's not making
money. They gave him 4-5 last year.
They're giving him 4-5 again next year.
Yeah.
How's he going to make more than that? Where?
I don't know.
On his age and everything else, who's going to pay him more than that? I don't think they have to put the franchise tag, but they could if somebody else was interested. All right, we get back to your phone calls. Coming up next, 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
They really didn't do not one wrinkle. I was like, what the hell? Like, they got so many good players. They got so many things they've done all year.
Yeah.
And the one play they gave us, which was a wrinkle, was the B. Cook screen that hit for a little bit. And that was it.
Right.
Everything else was maybe.
The wrinkle was no wrinkle. Yeah. Like, you get way too in your own head.
Or maybe, too, like, we were playing so good, they were like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Don't you love it when Patriot players actually talk and they're honest and they throw it out there? Kyle Van Noy continues his tour of America. He's on tour for another 2 months. He's just going through the country. But he basically said the Rams didn't change anything up, which is what we all said as we were watching
the
game the next day. And we're going,
I'd say the second quarter.
What the hell? What about this young super coach? Well, he's not changing anything? Nothing's happening?
It's a bad look for McVay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially since he's a genius and all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Kyle Van Noy is just basically like, they didn't do anything. They didn't make one adjustment. Everything they did, we knew was going to happen. They didn't adjust to a damn thing. This great offensive mind couldn't tell what the hell was happening. He had no adjustment.
It's almost like he just believed in his formula and his system so much that he just eventually thought it would break. And there were some opportunities. There were some throws that could have evened things out and made the game a lot closer. But they couldn't complete him. I mean, Cooks was a part of every single one of them.
Be you, man.
So, I mean, when I heard that, I was sitting there going, wait, so you just didn't, I mean, you nothing? Like, nothing. You
no, they went in with a game plan.
And then Van actually admits to it. He's like, listen, they had all these other options. So imagine all the different looks and different plays that they were practicing against, and they get basically the easiest system that the Rams could throw out there. Straight up. Run, play action, that's it.
I can't wait to just see what their plan is.
A missile screen here, a little, you know, a screen pass there, but ultimately, like, nothing.
They're an interesting team to watch next year. And we know usually the team that loses the Super Bowl is an interesting team to watch because most of them fall flat in their face the next year. Patriots were the first team since, what, 72 to lose the previous year and then win?
Go back.
First since 72.
Hello, how are we doing?
Good, Bill.
They usually fall flat on their face.
They break all records.
It'll be interesting to watch this one play out. Billy's calling from the Berkshires. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Billy.
Good to be listening to you.
What's up?
You were talking earlier about offensive tackles and the Brown guy. And your statement was something like, in order to keep him, you didn't think he was as good as Nate Solder or Matt Light. And I think my opinion is he's better than Nate Solder, probably not as good as Matt Light, and worth all as much as Nate Solder was. And the other thing was Belichick probably wouldn't be interested in Kaepernick, but he may be interested in Brown, a receiver.
What?
From the Steelers.
He's not going to get Antonio Brown. We know that. The question is, The question is, Odell Beckham Jr., whether you get him. What was the money again for Odell Beckham Jr.? They were only first 2 years of guarantee. The next 2 years are guaranteed.
17, 14 and a half.
Mm.
But, I mean, listen, you answer all your issues offensively. In my mind. It's over. Odell Beckham with Edelman and Gronk and your running backs?
Excuse me. And Brady throwing to Odell Beckham Jr. This is not Eli Manning throwing the football.
Forget about it.
Well, I don't even know what he would do like, for him to adjust to a guy Well, I mean, you sit there and you look at Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks was pretty special as far as his speed. His speed was unheard of.
You say, listen, you think Josh Gordon's good with these little slants?
Yeah, but you know, but you know what?
He can run a lot more than just a slant.
What
did the Rams in was Brandon Cooks' hands in the Super Bowl game. Okay, and we know Odell Beckham Jr.'s hands are off the charts.
He only catches one hand.
Stupid gloves.
That has a lot to do with it.
It's a big part of it. Here's Joseph in New Bedford. Hi, Joseph.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
I had a quick question, Christian. You probably have first-hand knowledge of something like this. Now, in the instance of Trey Flowers, when it comes to signing him, like with most players, it seems like the payments of their contracts as the years go on seem to increase. Now, where the Patriots have, you know, a lot of cap space this year, if it's possible, wouldn't it seem logical to try to sign him to a long-term deal and pay the large sum of it in the first 2 or 3 years of the contract and leave while he's young and healthy and playing at his highest level? Is that something that you're allowed to do with the NFL?
No, there was a time when and a lot of these contracts are so backloaded and they're so not even I'm gonna say, how do I say this? The way it's perceived, the way the agents relay the information, like I'll use Colin Kaepernick as an example. Like when he signed that huge contract, right? It was all backloaded. Almost $50 million of it was backloaded. There was a bunch of incentives that they had to reach in order to get that number.
Payment today wasn't backloaded.
Yeah, no, I know. But for a guy like Trey Flowers, the only money that's really the most important is a guarantee. So how much money guarantee can you get?
That's it.
Even Odell Beckham Jr. I know when he signed that contract, there was no way he was going to see the last 3 years of that contract.
No. But the point I was making with Flowers is if you're going to pay him $17.5 million, why would you not give him a contract with $30 million guaranteed? And then you're bringing that number down and you're also giving yourself relief here.
Well, it's like anything else, right, Glenn? Why would anybody franchise him? Because they're willing to pay the guy for 1 year, but they don't want to make the commitment for two or three, and they think that if he does get the free agency, he's going to outprice himself. So you say, you know what, screw it. We can get the guy for one more year, pay a little bit more than we want to, but he's on our football team because if we don't do this, he's gone.
Yeah.
So real quick, before you guys let me go, in regards to Trey Flowers, if you think he has the talent, though, going forward for, say, 6 years, and he's going to be...
It's not going to be a six-year deal. You got to go...
No, I know, but they
don't do the six-year deal.
All right, so then whatever their max year deal would be, if you're, like Big O says, if it would make more sense to give him $17 million now, why not give him even more so, just a little bit? I'm not saying, deplete what you have for cap space this year, but... From what I understand, they seem to have a little bit more than enough to do what they might need to do for the season. So then in year 3 and 4, it's even less, and they could do what they need to do.
Well, why would the player do that? Because it's not guaranteed in the back end. So none of it's guaranteed. So it looks great.
But wouldn't that benefit the player? Just because, with the NFL, if you get injured, you don't get your money. So if he gets injured in year 4 and his contract is supposed to pay him $12, $13 million, as opposed to the first 2 or 3 years when he gets injured, he's not worried about losing that money because he's already on the roster.
Well, I tell you what, I go back to, if I had the choice of paying him $17 million or getting Odell Beckham for $17 million, I'm taking Odell.
Yeah, I would agree.
Taking Odell, just because that position... I don't know, Bill.
I'll let Greg Schiano figure out the defense. I know they'll come up with a good game plan. Go find another defense.
Somebody will set the edge. Yeah. It'd be a lot more fun watching Odell play
with
Tom.
That's it. And I think you look at it and you say to yourself, that's where they're going to be hurting. When you look, because we know the only receiver you can count on right now would be Edelman.
It's the only one you could count on. You won the Super Bowl, though, Glenn.
Right? But he's a year old.
I know.
And you might not have Gronk. Okay, and the other guys are irrelevant right now. You got to rebuild a whole wide receiver core. So if you're going to do that, and that may take time for them to figure out Tom Brady, you better get yourself a damn good one. That's why I would not be surprised if Golden Tate is. What do you think they end up paying for him? Golden Tate is the guy.
What does Chris Hogan make? I look at some of these other guys that they signed like up to 3 year deals. It's a 3 or 4 year deal for a guy like that.
There you go, Hogs.
Mm-hmm. Which is really a 2 year deal, correct? And then you can get out of it if you want year 3, year 4.
Yeah.
The first two years are guaranteed, and that's about it.
You take a cap hit.
Yeah.
The other thing that might happen in this offseason, too, is what do they do with Tom Brady's deal?
Well, he's going to get an extension.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we heard something about it like in the next couple weeks.
I agree
to be
with,
honest
you.
With you.
I agree with you.
And if they, no one will hear right. about it, there'll be no rumors like in the NBA.
Correct.
It'll just happen.
Right.
So, which when I see guys like that doing it the right way, agents like Donnie doing it the right way, you don't need, it's like, it, at what point in time, why, when does relying on, you know, media and, you know, analysts, when do they think that that stops helping them? Like sending out stories or, you know, information, why do these agents think that the GMs are going to be influenced by that?
Well, I think Rich Paul thinks he did a great job.
Does he think that like using the media as like a weapon mm-hmm. is going to help him? It doesn't help them. Like so you don't get what you want. Well, okay, you know what I'm going to do? You're not going to get what I want. You know, I'm going to go to the media. I'm going to leak a story. I'm going to stretch the truth, right?
Because that's show what I you. Can
do. Yeah, you try. You don't work with me again. I'm Rich Paul. LeBron James is my agent.
God.
Oh, you know, well, I work
no,
for him
no,
or
no,
he works
no,
for
it's
me.
Just the opposite.
But what is it? I can't remember.
Swinging around. That's his State Farm agent. You know, he's got a separate separate agent for that one. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if next week or the week after we get some resolution on what happens with Gronk.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
I mean, Gronk's going to have to let them know up front. He's a vital piece to what they're doing offensively.
Although, I mean, that vroom vroom, all that stuff, that was, what, a couple days before the draft. If you remember, right?
Didn't that have something to do with the like the monster truck rally that just happened to see?
But really after that, the meeting with Gronk was like 2 or 3 days before the draft.
Yeah, but Lou, he was what he was doing.
So that's months away.
But he was trying to provide himself some leverage to get a guaranteed deal and not an incentive deal, right? Yeah,
you don't think that'd be part of his little game he plays here as well?
Well, do we believe this is a game, or do we believe he finally is going to walk away from the game? Because I keep on hearing people, and every other day Christian says this, I believe he's walking away from the game.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he's willing to walk away, now it's a game it's worth playing. Because, you know what I mean? Now it's real.
Well, so he should play this game just
like last year, just that now he's got a little more leverage. If he's really comfortable, more so this year than last year, of walking away, he should still be taking this thing right up to it and say, I really still don't know. Not happy with this 1 year deal, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it'll get 90% chance that he's gone and we don't ever see him again.
It'll get ugly if that's the case. Well, because I think there's too much information out there where they're tuned in and they know there's a real solid possibility that he's got other things lined up, that he's going in the entertainment business. And if that's the case, they're gonna sit there and call his bluff and say, come on, do you want to retire? You'll be one of the greatest Patriots of all time. We got the red jacket. What's your size? We'll get you size in a few years. Right, exactly. You know, or do they play this game out all the way to the draft?
No, there's a better understanding. Right. I think there's a better
much
relationship
better understanding.
Now. Yeah.
I think you come to some resolution here. I think either in a couple weeks, if it's getting ugly like that, he's not retiring. The retiring is all fake. What he's doing is he wants more money. He does not want them to cut his money, which I think is a distinct possibility that coming into this year, they're not going to pay him that
type
of money.
Fake news left and right.
Exactly. Fake news. All right. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Tell me a joke Belichick said.
I don't know. I could say
I think his jokes are him just like making fun of people.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's a good joke, Bill.
The night before the Super Bowl.
Nice prank.
One of his funny ones is when, I won't say names or whatever because I don't want to get into that, but he makes fun of, it was one time this player fumbled and he was like, you know, you're f***ing tiny hands can't hang on the ball.
So it's funny because it's like, it's out of the ordinary.
Yeah, yeah, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I started laughing.
That's pretty good.
He's got a couple other ones, but I'll keep them them secret.
It'd be good though if a player was on his way out, he's sitting there with his little iPhone. and Bill's going off and something like that in a meeting and you're taping the whole thing and then you hold it. And then once Bill cuts you, you sit there and you post it, you know, and be perfect, right?
Yeah, go Bill, we'll be ready for that.
Yeah, you know that's you know that was probably like a camp that not a camp thing, but a scout scouting thing, like out of college. He's got little hands, he may fumble.
Yeah.
Right? When you're grading, you know, they grade your hands, they, you know, how wide you can grip, you know, you weigh, obviously all the stupid stuff. But I'm sure, like, even with these quarterbacks, oh, he's got little hands. Like Kyler Murray, he's got big hands, so it's not like he's a little guy. He's a little guy with big hands, so he can grip the football. He's not going to lose it.
You got hands?
You got big hands.
You got big hands.
So Lou mentioned earlier that we're hearing out of Pittsburgh that they're going to trade Antonio Brown.
I can't clap my hands. Everybody clap their hands, but I can't clap my hands.
They're not.
He won't. No AFC North team and no New England Patriot. It is getting nasty right now in Pittsburgh. So here's what Antonio Brown is doing. There's one thing about tweeting about some teammate or whatever.
Oh, no.
There's another where you just sit there and you just
cringeworthy?
You push the like button. You know when you push the like button. Yeah. So his account, AB84, he's liking a lot of these tweets from other people. Let me give you one of them. Here's a like. A pair of tweets posted by the account named KIP Music. Both tweets refer to past allegations of sexual assault against Roethlisberger. Pittsburgh Steelers fans be like, get rid of Brown, he hits women. But be like Big Ben is my hero. Wait, didn't he rape two college girls?
Oh, things of that nature.
Wow.
Don't get Ben talking about it.
I'd say that bridge is burnt and there's no way you're going back.
So he's just sitting there going through anybody.
Did they liked each other?
No.
Because if he liked him, he would never do that to him, even though he's having an issue.
No. Go F yourself.
Nah,
well, what a nightmare of a situation.
You might have to deal with him in the Pro Bowl.
And you wonder why they couldn't make the playoffs, and you realize that even though they had the best position in the pole position, and they beat you even though you sucked that
day.
So
he actually tweeted out, didn't he rape two college girls?
No. Somebody else did this, KIP Music.
And he liked it.
And he liked it. So what he's doing now.
Okay, whatever.
He's digging up.
We're in a Kurt Schilling debate now.
Right.
Whether you support it, whether you like it, or retweet it, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He put it out there.
So what he's doing now is he's liking tweets that are taking shots at Ben Roethlisberger and his off-field behavior. That's what he's doing.
Well, he's also assuring the fact that like nobody's going back on their word. He's gone.
Yeah,
but he gone.
Right.
So, good. You know what? Good. This is what the NFL needs. This is about as close to the NBA as the NFL is ever going to get.
I wrote about that on WEEI.com.
This is what they do. This is Antonio Brown really belongs in the NBA. He basically
pick his team.
Well, no, he can't pick his team because he's got to be traded. But he orchestrated his trade, didn't he? Did he not?
Yeah.
Right. You know, there's no way he's going back there. Hey, listen, I'm gonna. Not only am I going to tell you that I want to be traded, but I'm going to make things so bad, I'm going to diss everybody that you're never going to want us in the same room again.
Isn't it amazing, though, when you think about it, and you look at Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, two of the best players on that team, and they're going to lose them both and probably not get nearly as much as you should. Certainly, the trade is going to be lopsided, right?
Well, here's the thing. The thing with the Steelers, though,
they'll be fine.
They're okay. Antonio Brown, they'll recover from Antonio Brown. Juju Smith-Schuster, right. James, was it James White, the kid out of Oklahoma State? I can't remember. Young kid, rookie. He's a stud.
James Washington.
And James Washington. Well, Le'Veon Bell, I would say that one makes me a little bit nervous because I know James Conner is a good back and all, but totally different guys.
Right, but I'm just saying, if you take the 30-plus cap hit.
No, I like him.
Well, whatever it is, right? You lose these two players, you can go improve your team in other areas. You still have some pretty good weapons to throw to. You still have a good running back. It's not like
good tight end too.
Bottom of the barrel stuff. Yeah, you're right. Couple tight ends.
Yeah.
Well, James might be a free agent, but yeah, okay. Let's go improve our team elsewhere. I mean, I don't think they underperformed because Le'Veon Bell wasn't there. James Conner was pretty damn good.
When we started thinking about all the talent that the Patriots had, and you start looking at the receiving core, like, you know, you go Edelman and Gronk. That's it. When you think about the Steelers, really, Juju Smith-Schuster, Antonio Brown, James Washington, McDonald, the tight ends, Jesse James, sorry, and Le'Veon Bell, and Ben Roethlisberger as your quarterback. Just imagine if they could all get along. Just imagine if they could just, hey, you know what? What the firepower that's on that offensive side of the football is insane.
Yeah, they're not going to get along.
And like you just and that's a Tomlin thing.
Yeah, I was going to say
what
about
a nightmare.
How about
we
Tomlin?
Had a general conversation.
Right, as long as Tomlin is there, I'm not sure they're going to get on the same page. I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Most teams would give their left you know what to have the amount of skill and a veteran quarterback that's been in a bunch of situations that could throw it, that just wants to throw it.
Right. But what I'm saying is like maybe if you're in Pittsburgh, you're like, oh my God, we lost Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. And that still was never good enough, right? It's like, okay, well, great. You get the high-priced wide receiver and the high-priced running back. Go look at the other teams that are winning. Who's got that combination? Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Like, just relax. You can still get enough weapons offensively to do some things. Maybe you improve your defense. Maybe you can be better without these two guys, depending on where you put your money. Because, I mean, I don't know if too many teams out there, the two highest-paid players are the running back and wide receiver winning anything. Are they? Any teams out there like that?
Sometimes you got to cut your eye.
Maybe they're off. Well, the Giants, no. As far as Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham Jr.
The quarterback's an issue right now. The quarterback's an issue. Yeah. He's always been an issue. I mean, he's a marginal quarterback at best.
Who?
Eli had some great moments.
He's had some great moments,
right?
No, I would even say, so I heard this today, that, you know, we talked about Cliff Kingsbury and Josh Rosen and Patriots trading for him and blah, blah, blah. But I heard the Josh Rosen to New York is a possibility.
The ladies will love Mr. Kingsbury.
Would you hear that?
Prominent people.
Like what kind of prominent people? Are we talking ownership?
Yeah, this is another
prominent
one,
people
no
who
sources,
just
right.
management, just,
right
suits,
blogs,
right brass, blogs, decision right, makers.
Right but I think
Pete
Josh
Abraham?
Rosen is going to be traded. So this whole thing that the Arizona Cardinals coming out saying, yeah, you know, we got you.
He's their guy.
I don't believe it.
He's their guy.
I don't believe it.
I wrote about that the other day.
I think he's going
to
be traded.
Really
well, you'll
no
find out by draft day, right?
There's
you'll
no reason to believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, great. You come out. What is it? When an owner comes out and supports his coach, what happens? Gets fired within
a
week.
Gets fired, yeah.
So, I mean, why should I believe that you're really interested in him?
Right.
Is that maybe leverage? Because some teams, like, you don't want Rosen. We're not going to give you what you want because we know you really don't want the guy, right? You want Kyler Murray, don't you?
Yeah.
No. Did you hear me last week? Josh Rosen's my guy.
Yeah.
You're going to have to blow me away.
Even though they made that that public statement, you know, confirming that he's not going anywhere, it wouldn't surprise me if they sat flat out there, just went out and traded him.
Sure.
Well, you already said he was your guy. Well, you know, things changed,
dude.
You know, the Giants
I'm good at my job. I lie.
Thing. He should leave. That's right. They should trade his
great leverage.
Send him to New York. He'd back up Eli for about 6 weeks. He'd be the starter. And you start all over again without Odell Beckham Jr.
Well, they have to do something because where are they going with Eli Manning? I'm sorry. They're not going.
Talk about a guy that's held on longer.
It's amazing.
I'm actually amazed that they just didn't let him go.
Well, no, just the opposite. They stood behind him.
They doubled down with him.
Which I don't get. You've got to move on. There's got to be a point where you've got to move on. Hey, there's been an update in the Matt Kuchar. Story.
You got to explain the story.
So Matt Kuchar, who has made an awful lot of money, $45 million as a professional golfer, is the cheapest bastard in the world.
Who
right?
is that?
Matt Kuchar. That's who it is.
Kuchar.
He ends up winning a tournament in Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just under $1.3 million. And he's got a caddy.
You know the name of his caddy?
His caddy is David Ortiz.
I thought that was
it's not Big Poppy.
I got this visual, Poppy, all blinged out, carrying. Poppy,
I'll tell you what.
About 1:30. I don't know. What club do you feel
when, like? When Big Poppy got his check for $5,000 and this dude just made 1.3, Big Poppy would take a shot at him. That's what he was. So he was a real cheap bastard, and he only gave the guy $5,000, and then he made up some, excuse that, well, that's all he was supposed to get.
Well, I'll tell you what the normal rate is it goes by how far you go.
Right.
I think it's like 5% making the cut, 7%. If you win, it's 10%.
10% of the cut
so
if you win, right.
Normally, it would be $130,000. Now, the thing is that Kuchar didn't really have a regular caddy.
Just picked up a guy.
This guy just filled in for the week.
200 a day.
Right, filled in for
the
week.
That was his deal.
$200 a day?
$200 a day.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's what it turned out to be. Right. So I guess, you know, this guy, he gave him $5,000 at the end. Now, normally, if he was a normal caddy, he'd get $130,000. Right. He gave him $5,000. Ortiz came back, sent him an email. I guess his agent in January said he wanted 50, not 130. You know, I'm a fill-in, but still 50, not five.
Yeah.
And they basically said no. I think they offered like an additional $5,000 or $10,000.
Something
he said,
like
no,
that.
It's not enough. I want 50.
Yeah, but the biggest mistake he made, Lou, was sitting and trying to defend his position. At that point, when you know it's not going so well and you look like a cheap bastard, at that point, you know what you do? You avoid all of this and say, is that all I gave him? Oh, my God. You know what? You're right. You're right.
No,
that's not fair. I got to take care of old David Ortiz.
Matt Kuchar, like the first statement he had, he said, that's him.
Yeah.
Now, and this, and most people, I think, like this guy. But when he first came out, and the 200 day was that was more of a shot. That's not what it came out to. But he the quote was, for a guy that normally makes 200 a day.
That's his day rate, right.
5,000 a week
it's
is
a big.
Deal.
Right.
So in other words, she's like, dude, this guy, I pulled him off the street, makes $200 a day. I gave him $5,000 for the week.
Right.
He should be happy with that. And then he came out and said, listen, I'm not losing sleep over this.
Which is even worse.
People
as
are
I
just
said,
like, oh my God, you douche.
He never saw this thing unfolding as the PR got worse and worse every day.
He doubled
this
down.
Week.
He kept
So what do you think he was finally forced to do?
He got shamed.
I apologize 1,000 times because this is what they have to do.
This is not who I am.
This is just out. Okay? He has a whole statement here. This week, I made comments that were out of touch and insensitive.
Got a place for you.
Making a bad situation worse. No kidding. They made it seem like I was marginalizing David Ortiz and his financial situation.
Hold on.
Which he was.
Hold on. They made it seem
like. No, you did.
Okay, here's the quote. For a guy who makes $200 a day, a $5,000 week is a really big week.
He's a peasant.
So who made it seem like you were marginalizing David Ortiz in his financial situation.
But they just quoted you,
but today he says, it was not my intention. I read them again and cringed. Wait a minute. He had how many days to look at this thing and read them? He finally read them again. What was that, the 50th time he read them and cringed?
No, he read all the reports that were destroying
exactly.
him.
That's what he read.
Rightfully so.
Exactly, you cheap bastard. That is not who I am. Yes, it is. It's been who you were all along. Only today, when you finally realize that you're taking so much heat, that you come out and say, this is not who I am, or not what I want to represent. Okay, that part of it may be accurate. My entire tour career, I've tried to show respect and positivity. In this situation, I have not lived up to those values or to the expectations I've set for myself. I let myself, my family, my partners, and those close to me down. But I also let David down. I plan to call David tonight. Why haven't you called him already? What are you
waiting
for?
They did talk.
What are you waiting for?
Do you give to the man who has everything?
I plan to call David tonight, something that is long overdue, to apologize for the situation he's been put in. Forget the apology. And here he goes.
David Ortiz.
And I have made sure that he has received the full total that he has requested. So he's not even going to get the 10%, right?
No, he's going to get 50.
He's going to get 50.
Yeah. I apologize.
You dumb.
So Kuchar at first tried to explain it as like it was already agreed upon that he was going to give him $4,000 for the week. And when he won $1.3 million in the tournament, he decided to give him a $1,000 bonus for helping him.
There you go, buddy. There you go.
I got the big fat check, right?
Yeah.
$1.3 million. You know, the fake one. I'm staring at him. I look at him. I go, hey, listen, buddy, I'll throw you an extra grand. Thanks.
How dumb is he handling this?
But
even with the apology, guys.
Oh, my God.
Why would you not at
what
this?
What would Nicholas do? what they would do? They would change that guy's life.
At this point, don't you just give him the 10% and chalk it off, write it off?
Yes,
you're
you
writing it off anyway, okay? It's part
you know
of
what
your
you do?
Company.
You hire him full time is what you do.
Right. Exactly. Do something like that.
I was like, "Whoa! They're gonna make a movie of you one day."
Nope.
Rudy.
Nope. Giving the full total of what this guy David Ortiz requested.
Here's the thing.
That is
so
it.
That
how
last,
stupid
the last
is
part of that segment, though. What is it? I have made sure that he has received the full total. Well, thank you for the music that he has requested.
Yes, I'm not giving him the full total that he deserves.
Don't come at me, right? So what? Because here's what he really needs to do. Since he looks like such an ass, he can't just give him what he's got to. In order for him to
give him the
10%, you got to go all in.
You give him 10%, 130,000.
Matter of fact, I'm going to give him more than he requested.
No. Right. Exactly. That's what he really should have said. Right. So he still looks like a cheap bastard.
Yeah. To make up for the embarrassment that I've caused Big Poppy here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the 10%, which is 130,000. I'm throwing in another 20 grand. 150
I'm
going to
say, you know what? He only asked, for
good.
50. You know what? I'm doubling it.
See, I can't imagine.
We can't get you to do one more year.
He's right now. It's like Genesis out there at Riviera. And he's minus four. He's in ninth place.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, because I've already seen some of the tweets. I've seen some of the shirts, the jokes. You know, like DJ put down a quarter. Kucha picked it up. When he told him to put it back, he gave him a nickel. You know, like he must be getting heckled.
He should be getting
heckled. But he's still minus four. He's
But how dumb is this in that today he only gives the amount of money that he requested? No. If you want to clean it up, you sit there and say, my bad. You know what? What an ass. I can't believe I did this, and I probably didn't pay enough attention to it. I'm going to give the man exactly what he deserves, which is 10%. And on top of that, I'm going to give him another $20,000. I don't have to do this, but I think the man earns it and deserves it because I embarrassed him.
The road that connects us to the new commuter rail station across from Fenway Park will be called David Ortiz Drive.
For my fans as well as fans of the game, I want to apologize to you for not representing the values instilled in this incredible sport. Who wrote this crap? Golf is a game where we call penalties on ourselves.
Oh, stop it.
I should have done that long ago and not let this situation escalate.
I would have said, listen, I screwed up. I was cheap. I was over. I was like, man.
Hey,
he asked for 50. You know what? Since I'm such a clown, I'm going to give him 150.
That's it.
I'm going to give him more. I'm going to give him 11.5%.
That's what you do.
And then everyone's like, you know what? Then you did it the right. Then you
made
the
right thing. You did the right thing, and I screwed up. And you don't waste our time. Oh, the embarrassment to my family and the golf. Yeah. And stop it. Give the man his money. Pay the man his money. All right, we got another hour to go here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.